and you're listening to The Afternoon Show. And that was a track from the Big 72 Live CD, and from a band called Jazz 72, who will be playing this Friday evening at the Greenville Cultural Arts Center in Greenville, New York. Greene County, New York. And our next guest is Kevin Dorn, who is the leader and the drummer of the Big 72. And Kevin is one of the busiest drummers in traditional jazz. He's played with a number of traditional big bands, appeared on TV, and at numerous jazz festivals. And he's also performed at such notable New York City venues as the Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the Iridium Jazz Club, and the famous Birdland Jazz Club, where he was playing every Wednesday with the Louis Armstrong Centennial Band. So welcome to The Afternoon Show, Kevin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we are, I see it's going to be a real treat on Friday then. After you've played at all these rather wonderful places, you'll be playing up in Greenville.
So, well, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
How did we get so lucky? How did you come to be up here?
It's kind of you to say, but I had played there about maybe a year ago, maybe a little more than that, with a great singer and friend of mine named Barbara Rosine. And we had a great time playing there, and I think Barbara mentioned to Tony DeVito, who runs the series, that I had my own band, and he asked me about that, and he asked to have us there. So I had a great time last time with Barbara, so we're really looking forward to playing this Friday.
Great. And Tony, of course, runs All Art Matters, which is based in the Greenville Cultural Arts Center. And it's a group that also runs a gallery, I think, and has a variety of poetry, slams, dances, and theater. Now, how does it differ playing up here in Greene County compared to, let's say, the Iridium in New York City?
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's a good question. Honestly, I don't really think about it that much. You know, you go and you play, and, you know, if you're having a good time playing music with people who you like playing with, I don't really think about too much where it is. I do remember certain gigs stand out because they're particularly fun, and I do remember that the last time I played in Greenville with Barbara Rosine, it was a great audience and just a very nice atmosphere, so certainly a good experience.
And so you play basically traditional jazz?
Yeah, you know, whatever you want to call it, kind of older style, I guess.
Has that always been your thing, Kevin? This is Richard Roth.
I'm sorry?
I said, has that always been the thing you've been interested in, is traditional jazz? I see.
Yeah, right. Pretty much from when I started playing the drums, Gene Krupa was my first big influence. I saw the movie The Gene Krupa Story, which is a pretty silly movie, but he plays on the soundtrack, so there's some great drumming on there. And yeah, pretty much from the beginning, that was always my favorite thing.
May I ask how old you are?
I am 36. I started playing when I was 14.
And who else are your influences?
Probably some of my biggest influences are the guys who played in the Eddie Condon band in the 50s. George Wetling, Cliff Lehman, Buzzy Druten, those are the drummers that he used a lot. And that's pretty much my favorite music, the Eddie Condon band in the 50s. So those drummers are the guys I probably think about the most. And some guys who I got to see in person, like Tony DiNicola and Jake Hanna, who unfortunately are no longer with us, but I did get to see them live a lot, unlike these other guys who had passed away before I was born, so I missed out on them.
Now, is there sort of a special audience for this type of music?
Well, up until pretty recently, you would mainly play this kind of thing at festivals and what they call jazz parties around the country, and it wasn't in as many jazz clubs or, you know, smaller places, you know, bars and things like that, but that's kind of changing a bit now, and seems like more people are getting into it and they're having it at more of these different kinds of places. So I think the audiences are hopefully growing.
And how many CDs have you released?
With this band, this is our third. Originally, the band was Traditional Jazz Collective, and we put out two CDs under that name, and then we changed the name to the Big 72, and then this third one is our first release under that name.
And who else do you have in the band?
We have Simon Wettenhall on trumpet, and J. Walter Hawks on trombone, Pete Martinez on clarinet, Jesse Gelber on piano, and Kelly Friesen on bass.
And isn't J. Walter Hawks quite famous?
Yeah, he's played, he's done a whole, he's done a lot of interesting things. He's played with Norah Jones, he's on one of her albums, he writes music for a lot of cartoons. He did some stuff for Blue's Clues, which was a very popular children's TV show, and yeah, so he's a very busy guy, so we're very happy to have him and to have him for this Friday.
So it's a great lineup of talent on Friday, it sounds like.
Well, it's nice. It's the exact same lineup that's on the CD you were playing, so we're really looking forward to it.
Now, are you a full-time musician? Are you able to do this?
Yeah. I don't have any other job. Just play the drums in pretty much old-time jazz situations, and you know, I'm certainly not getting rich off it, but you can make a living doing it. It is possible.
And do you play anything else in addition to the drums?
No, there have been times when I have tried to, but it seems that I'm only able to keep my motivation going for the drums. That's, you know, even after 22 years, I still love to play the drums every day, but anything else that I've tried to play, I have about a week where I practice a lot, and then I completely lose interest, so it's just the drums.
And you're based in New York City?
That's right, yeah.
And do you have somewhere there you can practice your drumming?
Yeah, well, I'm fortunate because my apartment here, I guess my neighbors, you know, they probably work during the day, so I've been able to get away with practicing here in the afternoon, and it seems to be okay. And if any of my neighbors are listening, thank you all so much.
I would think that's rather key if you're a drummer, to have understanding neighbors.
Yeah, it has not been the case in every place I've lived, so this is a nice situation to have.
Yeah. Do you travel with the band at all? Go outside of the States?
Yeah, I mean, with, you know, this band that I have, you know, this is just one thing that I do. Most of my playing is, you know, in other people's groups. So I do travel a fair amount. I was just in Colorado for a jazz festival, and I'm going to L.A. for another festival at the end of this month. So, you know, here and there.
Do you take drums with you?
Usually when it's a thing like that, like a festival or someplace you're flying out to, they provide the drums.
And do you travel internationally at all?
Yeah, I've gotten to go to some great places. I've gotten to go to Japan and Russia and Austria and, a lot. I mean, that's one of the nicest things about music, getting to go to places that I probably would not otherwise have gotten a chance to go to.
Even Anne's home turf of Scotland, I
believe.
Yes,
Nairn. I saw you played in Nairn, and I was so excited when I saw that.
that was great. That was maybe about 4 years ago or something like that. And it was a great time at a festival they have there. That was with the same band that I often play with at Birdland, the Louis Armstrong Centennial Band, which is led by a great tuba player named David Ostwald. That was with his band that we went over there.
Mm-hmm. And have you played at the famous Newport Jazz Festival?
That one I haven't done, so that's something still
on your to-do list.
Yeah.
So, well, it's great to hear that there's still a great audience for traditional jazz, because one might think that it had been surpassed by so many other new forms.
Yeah, well, luckily I think it's a fun music It's a happy sounding music. The way I responded, or that we all, and everyone in the band, you know, we were, probably teenagers or younger when we got into it. So just for whatever reason we responded to it, it seems like if you played for people who don't have a built-in prejudice against older things, they respond to it. So you just have a good time. It's just fun music.
Are they all old songs too, or do you also write songs in this style?
No, we just pretty much play the old tunes. That's what all the bands that I liked did. So, you know, we just figured those are good enough. We're not going to top those.
And does your audience have a median age? Is it all ages, or is it?
Well, more and more it's becoming all ages. It was predominantly an older crowd, which I actually enjoy a lot, because I've always felt more of a connection to an older generation. But there are more and more younger people getting into it, and so we play, there are some things we might play where there's no one in the place younger than 75, and then there's some other gigs we might do where there's nobody older than 25, so you never know.
And you teach drumming as well, is that right? Or you have taught drumming?
I have. I taught a little bit at Manhattan School of Music, and a little bit at Stanford Jazz Camp, different things. But I'm not teaching at the moment. I would teach someone privately if it was somebody, who I thought was really into it and who I thought I could give something to. I don't think I'm the best person to teach a beginner, but maybe someone who'd been playing for a while, just wanted to kind of hang out and talk about drums. I would be into that, but I'm not doing it at the moment.
Okay, well, we're going to play some more of your music now, I think, but one last question. Is there anything that you'd like to add, or you'd like to tell your listeners up here that we haven't asked you about?
You enjoy our music, we really appreciate it, and come out and hear us on Friday if you can, and also check out Eddie Condon. That's
check
my recommendation.
Out Eddie. I'm making a note of that. Check out Eddie Condon. I have to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's the greatest music ever.
The greatest
Eddie Condon
music
in
ever.
The 50s. In my humble opinion.
Okay. So. Well, that was Kevin. Thank you so much for being on the afternoon show. It's been
great to
have you. And Friday night certainly sounds like a fun evening, and that's at 7:30 at the Greenville Cultural Arts Centre, Route 32, Greenville, Greene County, and that will be Jazz 72 playing, and we're going to hear some more tracks now.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.